This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Did you guys hear about the dog, the little bomb-sniffing dog at Midway Airport? Okay, so apparently he's a rookie. Or a little, is it a little she? I think it's a, is it a she? I don't know. I think it would be a boy. It's a she? Okay. So anyway, the TSA says one of its bomb-sniffing dogs at Midway is doing good. Okay? It's a sort of the job. But apparently, she goes potty a lot in the middle of the job. So she doesn't know when to take her union break. And the TSA said the dog in question is a young explosive detection dog. And apparently is not doing everything that the job, what's it called, your job requirement or your job, what's it called when you get a list of job duties? Why am I blanking on this? I think it's because I had to clean dog poo all last night from my dog. We have a dog that's starting to get sick. He's throwing up. He's old. And he's, yeah. So anyway. So, you know, when you get a job, you get your list of job requirements or job duties. Well, anyway, with this, going poo-poo on the job wasn't one of them. And apparently she's doing that. But they're not going to fire her. Okay, and she's been doing this in the terminal of Midway. TSA spokesman Michael McCarthy says the young dog is qualified, but just like humans, dogs have good days and bad days. Boy, is he patient. Oh, my gosh, we were not patient with our dog. We're like, really, you took a crap on the stairs, really? Okay, you could have gone outside. You have a doggy door, and you really had to go potty on the stairs. So the Sun Times reported an incident where the dog defecated in the terminal while it was on duty. But it's not the first time, according to spokesman Michael McCarthy. He said the dog has been taken to a vet, and there is no underlying problem. The dog takes dump on the job. I mean, that's what they do, right? And so I wonder what the vet bill costs taxpayer dollars. He said if it's deemed to be a problem, we would address it. But at this point, no. Now, the dog is 2 years old and I guess gets a bit anxious with large crowds, according to the TSA. But it's only 4 months into the job. They're confident that the canine will get used to all the passengers. You know, God bless these bomb-sniffing dogs. I mean, wow. I think it's phenomenal. Dogs can sniff out cancer. Dogs could sniff out money. Dogs are, I mean, they have an amazing keen sense of smell. And, you know, using them for things like this. And I see them now. Now, every time I go to the airport, there's a dog that walks back and forth. And, I wonder how the TSA handles it. Because the women are always like, oh, look at the doggy. Oh, let me pet the doggy. Oh, let me. And, you know, the TSA guy, you know, he'll usually just kind of keep walking the dog. And you're like, but I want to pet the doggy. And you forget that it's not just somebody there with the dog. You forget that the dog has a duty. And I've done the same thing. I mean, I am very well versed on what the TSA needs to do and why the TSA has to do it. And, you know, where, you know, any sort of first responder, you let them do their job and you don't bug them. But not when I see a puppy dog. Because the dogs are so cute. See, you need bomb-sniffing dogs that look vicious. So that you don't want to go near him. Have some pit bull that looks rabid sort of walking around the, and you know what? That'll scare bad guys and bad girls from doing things stupid. You know, they may be all nervous seeing this rabid dog looking, you know, figure, monster, that maybe they'll accidentally detonate their pipe bomb in the wrong place. I don't know. Excuse me. But, you know, guys, when you do see the doggy, don't go, oh, poor little doggy. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, really quickly here, I want to give you guys some breaking news. The California Department of Public Health has now officially warned the public about cell phone use and radiation. So, even though the science is evolving, Dr. Karen Smith, CDPH, California Department of Public Health Director and State Public Health Official Officer, says although the science is still evolving, there are concerns among some public health professionals and members of the public regarding long-term high-use exposure of the energy emitted by cell phones. And there have been studies in the past looking at rats getting gliomas, brain tumors, and heart tumors when they were using cell phones 7 to 9 hours a day. And 95% of we Americans own a cell phone. 12% use cell phones for everyday internet access. They're not even going up to a computer. And now they're saying that the average age when a child gets their first cell phone is 10 years old. Plus, many young people keep their phones next to them while they sleep. Now, have we seen a huge spike in brain tumors and heart tumors in humans? No, I don't think we have. But there is radiation that gets emitted from these devices. So, according to Dr. Smith, she said children's brains develop in the teenage years and may be more affected by cell phone use. Parents should consider reducing the time their children use cell phones and encourage them to turn the devices off at night. So their guidance includes steps for both adults and children, including A, keep the phone away from the body, B, reducing cell phone use when the signal is weak, C, reducing the use of cell phones to stream audio or video or to download or upload large files, because I guess that's what it really has to access and, you know, become a powerhouse. Keep the phone away from the bed at night. Me, my phone is about 3 feet away from me because my phone is my alarm clock. So I don't think that's good. Removing the headsets when you're not on a phone call and avoiding products that, quote, claim to block radio frequency energy. These products may actually increase your exposure because you think you're so safe and so you know, yeah. So, I've been asked this so many times, are cell phones dangerous? And there was, I guess, an article or a study yesterday that came out saying cell phones may increase risk of miscarriage. So that could be something that we could scientifically proof or disprove. If, since you have a cell phone use, you take the same number of pregnant women and you look at, you know, if miscarriages are on the rise. That's something that we could probably much better wrap around scientifically than, okay, are we thinking that we could extrapolate this mouse model to humans if we're not really seeing an increase in brain tumors? But honestly, try to use a landline, try to use speakerphone, keep the phone away from you if you don't have to. All right, my phone right now is about 3.5 feet away. Still not enough, but no, actually, it's about 2 feet away. All right, I'm going to move it. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump Dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you guys are going to see a headline where male virgins can still get STDs. Now, for you and I, we're probably like, well, no, duh. You know, there's a lot of reasons why a virgin will have an STD. Okay? I mean, a virgin calls themselves a virgin if they don't go to have a home run. Penetrating sexual intercourse, shall we say. But if the average virgin will go first, second, or third base, yeah, they could pick stuff up. And I guess this is the first study of its kind, looking at male virgins. And if they've had oral sex, and can I even add, like, mouth-to-mouth French kissing? You could pick up HPV. And the study specifically looked at HPV, the human papillomavirus. Study author Dr. Alan Nyatre from the University of Texas in Houston said it reinforces the point that HPV vaccination should not be thought of only in the context of sexual behavior. Now, I've written about this in terms of HPV. It's a virus that can cause multiple maladies, genital warts. Sometimes it doesn't cause anything at all to go away. But for others, it could cause, for women, cervical cancer, vaginal cancer, men specifically cancer of the penis. And in both men and women, we could see cancer of the rectum, cancer of the anus, and cancer of the throat. So we're talking about a virus that can kill you. And we think the most common cause of throat cancer may not be smoking and alcohol, but HPV. So you kiss somebody, and they have HPV in their mouth and in their throat or on their tongue, they could give it to you. Now, we don't have a lot of timeline studies. Okay. So I watched 50 Shades of Grey a while back, and 50 Shades Darker, the sequel, I taped. I don't particularly like the movies. I didn't think they did that good a job. It was interesting, the first movie. The second one, I don't understand what the storyline is. I'm about maybe a quarter of the way into it. But one scene they had is she asked for some oral sex, and he starts that, and then immediately she says, kiss me. Now, if she had HPV, he got it now in his mouth, and now he kissed her, and now she has it in her mouth. So if she, and I don't know what time frame is needed, because HPV can last for months, years, if she turns around and kisses somebody on the street, and I haven't gotten to that part of in the movie, but my guess is she is going to kiss somebody else, like maybe her boss or something, because for some reason I have a good-looking boss in the movie, too. So I don't know. I'm really not good with chick flicks, which is why I'm like, you know, at snail's pace getting through this. But anyway, she'll then give HPV from self-inoculated to somebody else that she kissed. Not to mention now the guy Gray, Christian Gray, is that his name? Now he has HPV in his mouth. That's assuming she, Anastasia, if that's her name, has HPV. No, I didn't go to the movie theater and buy, you know, if it's on cable, I'm going to watch it so I could be up to date, but it's not, I don't know, it's, I really don't like to watch a lot of romantic movies and stuff because I don't want to have false expectations, okay? Like, for example, this part in the movie, before they decide to have sex, they were both sitting there cooking in the kitchen. Does my husband actually sit there and cook with me? No. He wants to either be in the kitchen by himself, or if I'm in the kitchen, he stays clear. He fears me in the kitchen. He either wants to run for his life, or he doesn't want to take credit or fault for the crappy dinner that I cook. So he'll kind of come into the kitchen going, do you need any help? You don't need any help, do you? You don't need any help? Okay, good, I'll just go and sit down over there. And he gets the heck out. So I'm watching this going, really, really, you know, I'll be sitting there cooking with a man and being all, you know, no, not going to happen, please. So, I just don't want to expect him to cook dinner with me. Not that that's the most romantic thing either. All right. So anyway, researchers from the University of Texas Health Science Center in Houston looked at 87 self-proclaimed virgins. Now, they were ranging in age from 18 to 70 years old. Now, if there's a 70-year-old male virgin, that has got to be a Guinness Book of World Records. So I'd like to, unless maybe a priest. Could be a priest, okay? And maybe a priest very gladly, you know, allowed a study to be done. God bless them. But anyway, these were people living in the U.S., Mexico, and Brazil, and they performed follow-up checkups every 6 months between the years 2005 and 2009. 25% had HPV, the virus, with 20% of them having the strains that cause cancer, the bad ones. Once any of these men had full sexual intercourse, their risk of acquiring HPV jumped to 28.7% the first year, and within 2 years of having sex, 45.5%. So almost a 50% hike in risk after having sex for a couple years. So we're talking about a disease that could cause cancer. And throat cancer, vaginal cancer, anal cancer, rectal cancer, these aren't things that are picked up very early on. So when somebody has, like, Farrah Fawcett Majors, okay? Although, well, she used to be called Farrah Fawcett Majors now, I think Farrah Fawcett. Anyway, she passed me. She rest in peace. I was a huge fan of hers. Thought she was a very good actress. Thought she did really good with Charlie's Angels. She, I believe, had anal and rectal cancer. Now, we don't know if it was from HPV or not. But by the time it was found and treated, it was pretty extensive. And a lot of people will confuse their anal or rectal cancer with hemorrhoids. They're like, yeah, I have some blood on the stool. I probably have a hemorrhoid. Or maybe I'm just constipated. And a lot of women and men don't like to get checked. You start to bleed from your tush. A lot of people are like, oh my gosh, now that means somebody has to look at my butt. Let me tell you, please let somebody look at your butt. Okay? It's a butt. Who cares? Who cares? It's a rectum. And if they look, you could be asleep. You don't even have to know. And I know I complain about going for my colonoscopies, and I complain about having to be looked at, and I complain about having to shave. I know. I get that. Okay? I don't like that either. But I also don't want to die from cancer. I don't. Not a vicious cancer like anal or rectal cancer. So you have any sort of bleeding, you have got to get checked. If you have a lesion on your vagina that's just not going away, you keep scratching at it, or it just seems to, like, be there, right? And you're like, well, I don't want it to be an STD. Who cares? Even if it is an STD, get it checked. It could be cancer. And throat cancer. This is a bad one. Told you, there was a patient of mine that came in to see me. And he said, look, I need a refill of this allergy medicine my doctor keeps giving me. And so he's a walk-in patient. I'm like, absolutely. You know, how long have you been on it? You know, how many weeks has your allergies been bothering you? And he said, why use this allergy spray? I think it was Rhinocort or Nasonex or Flonase. He goes, I've been using this allergy spray for years. And I go, well, I really don't want you using steroid allergy sprays that long. Have you seen a sinus doctor? Have you seen an allergist? No, I mean, it works, so I use it. So I take a look at him. I look at his nose. I look at his throat. I take a tongue depressor. Always have your doctor or medical provider use a tongue depressor. I take that tongue depressor. I put it back there. I gag him because you need to see the base of the throat. And lo and behold, a nasty tumor pops up and pops back down when he gags. He never had allergic rhinitis or allergies. He thought he felt this postnasal drip. And whatever his other provider did halfway, I said, here, go, take it. And in the doctor's defense, if a patient says, look, I've used this over the counter, I like it, just give me more, many doctors will do that. But you got to take a tongue depressor and you got to gag the person. Throat cancer is huge. You've got to get in there. And unfortunately, this person's throat cancer, by the time he came to me and I found it, we sent him right away to ENT. He didn't live past 6 months. And, you know, it's scary. It's sad. You know, throat cancer is, by the time it gets found, because, you know, a lot of people have sore throats for a variety of reasons. Voice strain, acid reflux will make your throat hurt. Just basic sore throat. It's cough and cold season. When Michael Douglas was diagnosed with throat cancer, he originally, months before, was diagnosed with a sore throat and treated for a sore throat. Well, you know, sore throats are common. They're one of the most common maladies we get in the upper respiratory tree. So, you know, of course, no shock there. And, you know, Catherine Zeta-Jones apparently was quoted as she was upset at the doctor for misdiagnosing him. But, you know, the average person coming in with a sore throat, we're not going to diagnose throat cancer. But a very small percentage of them could be. So if you have ever had oral sex or kissed somebody who has performed oral sex, you're at risk for HPV throat cancer. Might want to think about the vaccine if you're between the ages of 11 and 26. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head, comb it over, wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EZ66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EZ66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Ramble, ramble.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Fix your radios, people. All right, so it looks like the Republican tax bill is done, according to two sources involved in the process being reported by CNN just now. They say the language was finalized and the bill text should be released in a few hours. They say once the conferees sign the report, as they have been scheduled to do this morning, it is locked in. No more last-minute deals, amendments, fixes, or tweaks, they say. Now, Florida Senator Marco Rubio had originally said it was a no. Utah Senator Mike Lee said it was undecided. And remember, they currently have a 52-seat majority, which goes down to 51 now with the Alabama loss by January. And so if they're going to do anything, they need to bust a move. Plus, Senator John McCain, and we'll tell you how he's doing, he apparently is not going to be able to vote. And so Rubio and Senator Michael Lee had wanted more money going to the refundability of the child tax credit. He wanted that part, they wanted that part expanded, and from what we understand, the latest bill has it expanded from $1,400 per family from $1,100. And then the expansion of the refundability piece, which is part of a $2,000 child tax credit on the tax bill, was made to secure Rubio's support. One GOP aide said leadership was of the mind that the change would be enough to get Rubio's support. CNN is saying they don't have a yes from Rubio yet, but there's always drama in Congress. You know, I really don't know if it's just the media making the drama or if it's Rubio's office going, you know what, buy me lunch. I'll let you know. Yeah, at the bottom of the ninth inning, I don't know. I watch this stuff, and I'm like, really, people? Just get something done. I mean, they have gotten things done. It's not reported, but something big like this? All right. So according to a Rubio aide, they said, we have not seen the bill text. And until we see if the percentage of the refundable credit is significantly higher, then our position remains the same. And, you know, it's interesting because Marco Rubio hasn't been, you know, in the news as being one to kind of reject going with the grain. You know, Marco Rubio has wanting to, you know, help promote an agenda that, you know, most of the GOP want. So, but I agree with, hey, the more tax credits, the better. I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We are trying to help working families, especially middle class. So I'll back them up on that one. It's just I would really like something. I mean, if we're only going to be talking about a couple hundred dollars, can we please let this thing get through? Okay, so the timeline. From what we understand, this is supposed to get to Trump's desk by next Friday. They say the exact timeline has grown increasingly fluid, both because of the potential for absent Republican senators and also for procedural reasons. They say it looks like the House will go first, and they say it's important because moving it through the chamber actually helps Republicans limit Senate Democratic procedural hurdles and roadblocks when it travels across the Capitol. But they say starting at the House risks the possibility of moving forward on something not entirely scrubbed for Senate rules, and House Democrats also have tools to make the process painful and potentially problematic. So the House is going to probably likely go first with a vote on Tuesday, then the Senate would follow, then work on Tuesday, finish up as soon as Tuesday night, and then Wednesday, and then hopefully have something that could go to Trump's desk by Friday. Boy, are they screeching by the seat of their pants with this one. So, there's been some discussion on who pays for this and who gets helped. Who gets helped? Any sort of tax reform is going to have to include corporate, some corporate benefits and some corporate positives. And the reason why is Donald Trump understands how corporations work. He understands the economy. He understands employment. And incentivizing corporations is what you need for an economy. Now, you don't want to give corporations, you don't want to, screw the worker and, bless the corporate heads who are making millions of dollars. I get that. But when it comes to the basic economy, something as small, one line sentence in a bill, such as with the Affordable Care Act, of the employers being mandated to pay for insurance per full-time employee, what did that do? Just one little sentence caused millions of Americans to only get part-time work, if at all. And I know some people go, oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're over-exaggerating. Am I? How many of you noticed that part-time work seemed to be a lot more plentiful than full-time work? And how many of you have been working for a company that offered no benefits? Because you were technically part-time. Now, yes, in the bill, there was a provision for X number of part-time workers or part-time insurance coverage. But for the most part, if an employer hired you part-time, they did not have to pay the crappy health insurance rate, which had skyrocketed too. So you have to please corporation. All right? I know this trickle-down economics is not the most popular discussion, but, you know, you start to pinch corporations, they're going to pinch the workers and pinch the consumers. I mean, look at what's been going on with restaurants. I've eaten in New York. Prices are up. Why? Because they have the stupid cup. Didn't they have to change their cup sizes? They weren't allowed to have large cups. They had to do smaller cups. So you got less for more money that you were paying. They had to throw out. They had bottled out of these cups, so they had to stop using these cups. Whoever manufactured those cups had waste. Now they need to make up for it because they can't sell the bigger cups. And they had bought all these and stored them. Even though it seems so small. Same thing with the Affordable Care Act and the menu changes. I'm for education and having calorie counts. I think that was a brilliant idea. But can you ease it in for restaurants? Mandating that they all have to have calorie postings. Well, now they have to pre-print menus. Now they have to hire people to figure out the nutritional. Now they have to kind of change around how they do, you know, their cooks and their cooking and their meals and their sauces, you know, because again, those will get audited and that costs money. So now all of a sudden I'm ordering a chicken sandwich and it's $13.99. Why is a chicken sandwich? Why was a chicken sandwich $10.99? Food went up exponentially. Some of you are going to say, no, I didn't. Yes. If my chicken sandwich is $13.99 for a chicken sandwich, whereas I go to McDonald's to get a 99 cent burger, I'm ticked. So they think that it is going to help the corporate side. That will hopefully increase growth in wages. They also think that in order to pay for this, there's going to have to be some sunsetting. There's going to have to be some phasing out of provisions. They're going to have to cap certain deductions. This all gets to a discussion that has to be on an economy show and not my show because I'm not well versed in this. But the economy has been doing better, so we want to keep that going, but we also want to make sure that if anybody else comes into office and starts to screw around or do stupid stuff, we have an infrastructure that will hopefully not cause a collapse of the economy. And our economy was collapsing. It was horrible. Real estate was collapsing. Commercial real estate was collapsing. Employment was collapsing. It was bad. All our bank accounts collapsed. So hopefully this reform cuts taxes, hopefully it encourages economic growth, all right? And hopefully the legislation passes. Corporate rate will drop 35 to 21%. It lowers rates on individuals as well. They believe it's going to be a $1.5 trillion tax cut over the next decade. So where can we cut money? Well, we could cut on some of the spending. Do you know how many times I get called a day on somebody trying to push the Obamacare health insurance exchange and me to buy a plan? Who's paying for that person? Who's paying for those calls? Let's stop that. Don't call me about Obamacare. I don't care anymore. 1-877-DR-ELLIE.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak.
But you know what? I'm good at it.
So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. We are being told that influenza is now widespread in 12 states. Now, I'm trying to get the list of the 12 states, and it doesn't appear to be listed yet. I'm looking at Newsweek right now. They are saying it is widespread right now in New York and California, according to new data from the CDC. 10 other states also have widespread flu activity, including Connecticut, Ohio, and Missouri. if we get some more news on which states, but just expect your state to eventually be one of them. Don't think you're in the clear. Epidemiologists in each state and territory have found that the flu in many different places, and even though the flu could be rampant there, it doesn't necessarily mean we could see the cluster of cases as quickly as in other states, depending on people having access, depending on certain environmental conditions. We may see flu probably more viciously in the colder areas like New York, Connecticut, or depending on where they're having more moisture and wet weather. So apparently the data comes a day after the CDC published a new higher estimate of the number of people that may die around the world from the flu. They expect 646,000 people roughly each year to die, and we may have a worse flu season because our flu shot this year may only be about 10% effective. They say nearly 3% of all doctor's visits reported through the CDC's flu surveillance network were due to flu-like illnesses, and flu will diagnose you if you're over 100.4, not 104, but if you're over 100.4, if you have a cough, if you have sore throat, if you have body aches, if you feel like crap or you feel like a truck hit you and it came on pretty quickly, right, that could be the flu. Now, that doesn't mean you blow it off and just stay home. All right, you might want to get yourself checked. The number one killer of flu in people with the flu is pneumonia. You start to cough and this cough doesn't go away. You start having trouble breathing. You start coughing up some pretty nasty stuff that's green or bloody, etc. You have got to get yourself checked. Now, the H3N2 strain seems to be the most prevalent. That's usually the more commonly the one that kind of does these big epidemics. And we've had, I believe, 8 children who have died this year from the flu so far. But they say no virus samples tested at the CDC have been resistant to anti-flu medications. So like Tamiflu, right? Those medications may still work. Now, they say 5.5% of the deaths that, they say 5.5% of the deaths that have been reported by the CDC did occur from flu or pneumonia. So this is obviously a very, very scary time. They say there's a person in Iowa who had been around pigs, and they had a weird variant of H3N2. That person did not spread the virus to anyone else. So we'll keep you guys posted on these kind of weird little things that come up. But stay safe. If you could get the flu shot, still get the flu shot. As long as you qualify for it and you don't have a reaction, if you don't have a history of a reaction to one. And if you can avoid anybody who's sick or acting sick, avoid them. John McCain. Apparently sources in the Senate say he is increasingly frail. And some sources are worried about his health. Now, apparently, Senator John McCain has been dealing with treatment for a brain tumor. And they believe that he had side effects from his brain cancer treatment that has kept him away from the Senate. And usually he speaks up at GOP meetings and people are saying he looks frail and he is not speaking up as much. One source said that McCain always used to speak up at these meetings, that he hasn't at all recently. The source was not commenting on his mental acuity, but on his energy level, and pointing out that the lack of participation was not usual for him. Now, one side effect of cancer treatment is fatigue. I got to tell you, though, boy is he, whether you agree with his politics or not, boy is he a powerhouse in terms of trudging through and showing up. I mean, he was diagnosed with brain cancer. He had he had brain surgery and was back at work within a week. He busts his butt. And I wouldn't expect any less from an official, to be honest. I would tell you to take off. I would tell you to take weeks off. Get yourself better. Your health comes first. But, I get that because, you know, like me, I had a baby. I was back at work. I can't sit home. I'd get depressed. Unfortunately, I hope that's not contributing to his having difficulty fighting this. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina is McCain's closest friend in the Senate. He said he spoke with Cindy McCain about her husband's health. He has been receiving treatment for the side effects of his therapy. And Graham said, I feel pretty good about the way his treatment is affecting his underlying cancer, but the treatment has a downside, so he's trying to rest up. So what could be going on? So, you know, people are saying, well, his cancer is getting worse. Not entirely. Sometimes chemotherapy treatment can be worse than the cancer. We have to do it if we want to fight the cancer. But with chemotherapy treatment, your blood counts could drop to very scary levels. And you could become very, very anemic. You could lose platelets and you may need transfusions. Well, that is a very exhausting process. And we've had to have people in the hospital to recover and to try to be protected while their blood count is at dangerously low. And so, McCain also had medical treatment last month for a minor tear in his Achilles tendon that required him to wear a walking boot. Now, when I see this, I think, well, maybe they gave him steroid medication because of the swelling in the brain from the tumor. And with steroid medication, you could be more prone to having tendon tears or weakness in tendons. So House Speaker Paul Ryan said Thursday that the GOP is being flexible in the timing of final votes on a major tax reform bill due to health-related absences from the Senate. And so he's been, in contact with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell about the timing. Ryan said, we're simply being flexible to honor their concerns about managing their schedule and some possible absences. So John McCain is 81 years old. He's 5 months into his treatment of brain cancer. He was diagnosed in July with primary glioblastoma, which is the brain tumor. He underwent surgery to remove a blood clot associated with the tumor at the Mayo Clinic in Phoenix. And then when they took out that blood clot, that's when they confirmed that there was a tumor. And so he returned to Walter Reed this week for treatment that his office said was related to side effects of the cancer therapy. And, he's a trooper. You cannot cast a vote by proxy. You have to be there. And so will he be able to come and make a vote? Of course, there's going to be a lot of concern about his mentation and his cognition. But being severely anemic should not prevent you from being able to make a vote. So very, very scary. All right. Our prayers are with him. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A mom is claiming that cryotherapy has left her with severe burns and permanent scarring. She's from Westchester, and she's suing Equinox and Nordic Cryotherapy after having frostbite from cryotherapy. Now, this is this celebrity-endorsed cryotherapy, and there was a mobile treatment center that Sherry Glassman, 50 years old, did in June, according to her attorney, Ben Rabinowitz, told the Post. And cryotherapy is where you enter a 300-degree below zero capsule for a few minutes, and it's supposed to ease pain and enhance your mood. Now, remember there was somebody in Las Vegas who accidentally got locked in there and died after work? She decided to do a treatment on herself and died? So anyway, Rabinowitz said that putting people in this chamber, which is supposed to help them as far as recovery and health benefits, but it did the exact opposite. So the skin cannot tolerate that type of freezing. She started complaining. They said they ignored her complaints. It was poorly run. And she suffered severe and permanent burns to her body and limbs. This lawsuit was filed in Manhattan. She has permanent scarring to the arms and torso. She's still trying to recover. Now, celebrities like Shaquille O'Neal, LeBron James, have advocated cryotherapy. But when that woman died, oh, looks like it's been 2 years, that it was a worker in one of these spas that, had that done. We haven't really seen a lot of advertisements for this, but apparently people really love, this cryotherapy. Really, 300 degrees below zero? Are you kidding me? 300 degrees below zero? That's not healthy, people. Not healthy at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'll be right back.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.